I told you I don't mix business with pleasure. Come on, Riley, it's time to get out from under your rock and find a date to escort you to the Memorial Gala. Damn. Madison's persistence was getting on my last freaking nerve. The mere mention of my taking a date to the Memorial Gala was causing me to get dizzy. I could feel the sweat building on my palms as I right-clicked my mouse, surfing the net for images for my new food and wine book. I'm not under a rock, Madison. Don't forget, my company is doing the event planning for this gala. I have no intentions of turning my most significant business event of the year into date night. All you think about is business. I'm starting to worry about you. Madison, if this gala goes well, I'll be able to springboard my business to new heights. I can leverage this event by pitching my 5-year growth plans to some angel investors. This will catapult my business to the next level. That's what you always say, Riley. I say that because it's going to be a very important night, one in which I need to be focused. Business is the only hat I plan to wear. Well, there's no reason you can't focus on business and a man, too. Madison's mind was in overdrive. The fact that she was browsing intently through my choices of graphic covers didn't mean she was giving up on this subject. I had no doubts she was not backing down on this business of my dating. Riley, you of all people know how to multitask. Yep, I called that one right. Madison was pulling out her big guns. A look of determination flashed on her face. It was hard to argue against a crazy person settled on her ideas. Madison wasn't going to let this discussion go without a win. She was on a roll. She was going for the gold medal this time. Attending the Memorial Gala without a plus one doesn't bother me one bit. It will be hard enough sitting through the reading of the names of the fallen. Lucas is posthumously receiving the Navy Cross Medal commendation for heroism and meritorious service. The night will be difficult enough as it is, I sighed. You can do this, Riley. I have complete confidence in you. Having a date will make it all that much easier. Have you gone Looney Tunes? Easier how? Emotional support for one, eye candy to stare at for two, she said, trying to appear thoughtful but failing. She was holding back a laugh, big time. Madison, I've spent the first half of my life as Lucas's wife, never having to deal with this business of having to date. Dating feels like taking on some new challenge that I don't have a lot of experience in, frankly. It means work. It's not meant to be work, Riley. So you say, I grunted. Dating is intended to be fun. You haven't had fun in so long, you've forgotten what it's like to have a man fawn over you. A little male attention can be a good ego booster, girlfriend. Easy for you to say, Miss I Always Have a Man. Riley, you have gotten way too serious these last few years. Since Lucas's death, I've managed to have a pretty funky track record in picking the right guys. Only because you haven't picked the one, Riley, Madison said, motioning her fingers in imaginary quotation marks. You're too young to be alone, sweetie. In case you've forgotten, we're middle age. I know how old we are, Riley, but that doesn't mean we both aren't beautiful, young at heart, young in spirit, and can still knock 'em dead. Woman, we could be trophy wives 10 years from now, Madison laughed with a wink. Well, I might be young, beautiful, and alone, but I'm not lonely, I blabbered. Says who? Says me. Woman, you haven't been out with a man since the Dark Ages. Would you even recognize loneliness if it stared you in the face? Look at you. You're held up in your own private world like some suburban princess on lockdown, dedicating your entire existence to these kids and work. Madison waved her hands out in front of her, pointing wildly at my laptop, multiple computer screens, graphic images, and a desk full of paperwork. She pointed her index finger at my paper trail of work spread out across the floor leading to my chair. The room did look like a workaholic lived here. She was playing hardball now, determined to take complete advantage of my surroundings, using my work area as props to make her point. I've been busy building an empire, Madison. Doesn't mean you're not a full-fledged, bona fide, certifiable, type A workaholic. It's high time you played the get-out-of-jail-free card now, honey. Have some fun, for Christ's sakes. It's been 11 years since Lucas's death, 3 years since you broke off your engagement with Warren.